Our proximity to the ground is becoming intimate, people, Singh pointed out, the high-pitched edge of fear in his voice. All right, 5 miles straight ahead, a large clearing in the forest with a nearby river, she glanced at Douglas. This could work for us, for now anyway. He nodded.
Sandeep, head for that clearing and hit the brakes, or we'll be drilled into the earth.
No, Captain, that was Jules Verne. This is Journey to the Middle of God Knows Where, sir. Don't panic, we're all right, said Singh, fighting a war on two fronts, one against the ship, the other against himself. If only one of the other fleet pilots were here.
You'll do fine, Sandy.
Instead of me.
The clearing in the forest was before them almost at once, the ground terrifyingly close. Singh gave an involuntary ululation of dread, stuttering into silence as the USS New World miraculously came to a full and final stop. The rain smashed off her hull, flowing down her flanks and over her wings like flying waterfalls as she hovered.
Well done, Mr. Singh. I think I speak for all of us when I say that I'm glad you were here.
Douglas spoke quietly into the brand new calm. Now, set her down gently, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Singh slowly and expertly lowered the 550-meter-long behemoth towards the ground, her enormous mass mocking, flicking away the natural laws of the world offering her safety and respite as if they were mere guidelines.
100 meters,
the pilot counted down, back in the office now, after the wild ride.
50 meters. 20 meters. 15.
A slight shudder gave the impression of resistance.
10 meters. 5, and...
There was no boom, nor really even a bump. Squelch sort of described it, magnified by over 200,000 tons of mud displacement. Douglas released the straps from his safety harness and cautiously walked over to the pilot.
You did put the landing struts down, he asked.
Singh looked up at him.
I did, but I reckon they're probably about 15 meters under the mud now, Captain, he answered.
Ah, that was the... Douglas began.
Yes, sir.
Singh cut him off, preempting the question. The bridge crew breathed a collective sigh of relief.
Are we really 100 million years in the past?
Baines asked into what felt like an unnatural silence. There was a quaver to her voice, which could have been awe, or perhaps even a little hysteria after the day they had survived.
Aye, replied Douglas, his focus out through the viewports. We're really early. Way too early. It's just not right.
He was unsure if his eyes were playing tricks on him, but he fancied that black was paling to the blue of a rapidly approaching dawn.
Guests who arrive too early are never welcome, Baines commented distractedly.
She was still a little stunned. They all were.
Aye, repeated Douglas gravely. But our situation is a wee bit more serious than merely surprising Mother Earth while she's still in her bathrobe pushing the Hoover around.
Someone began to laugh, and before they knew it, they were all laughing, jumping out of their seats and slapping each other on the back. Baines even tried a little victory dance. It wasn't well done, but that didn't stop everyone from joining in and hooting for the sheer joy of a life continued. Mother Sarah jigged around like a novice left in charge of the keys to the communion wine on New Year's Eve.
Thank you, God!
She called out in jubilation and absolute sincerity. Douglas pulled Baines and Singh into a hug.
I can hardly believe it, he cried.
We had to make it so we can leave a little something for the future,
Baines replied quietly, as Singh grabbed Sarah, dancing the priest around the bridge.
Knowing about that has kind of got me through all this.
Douglas nodded his understanding and opened a channel across the whole ship.
This is the captain speaking. People, we are down. All stations, please report.